Our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli strike on a southern Lebanese apartment building has killed 18 people this morning. That following an attack on an IDF base in northern Israel. ABC's Jordana Miller has details.
4 Israeli soldiers were killed and more than 60 others wounded in a devastating Hezbollah drone strike. The Israeli army says the undetected drone hit a military base in central Israel. Dozens of soldiers had just entered the dining hall when the drone struck there without sirens, without warning.
There was also an Israeli missile strike on a hospital courtyard in Gaza that killed 4 people and left dozens of others severely burned when the tents they were living in caught fire. Jury selection begins today in the murder case of a man charged with killing 2 young teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana in 2017. President Biden visited the coast of Florida over the weekend, promising more than $600 million more in federal dollars to those hurt by Hurricane Milton. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hurricane Helene hit a factory in North Carolina that produces much of the healthcare industry's IV fluids. That's forcing Wisconsin healthcare centers to have to stretch what they have. Some operations are being postponed. The U.S. is importing IV fluid in the meantime. Democrats are blitzing Wisconsin in the presidential campaign today. Running mate Tim Walz is in Green Bay and Eau Claire. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee after criticizing Donald Trump in Baraboo over the weekend.
We cannot elect somebody who is working overtime to undermine American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Kamala Harris in Madison tonight. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, October 19th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be an open house at the Phillips Vet Clinic. This open house will include tours around their new building, food, drinks, snacks, and Whitehaven Petting Zoo. Catkins will be bringing adoptable pets for meet and greets, and all monetary proceeds will go to Catkins Animal Rescue. Once again, this is Saturday, October 19th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., with a ribbon cutting taking place at 1 p.m. Also Saturday, October 19th, it's Catkins Animal Rescue's Pause for a Cause Walk. This will be a 2-mile walk with a burger and brat sale, and will be happening rain or shine. Friendly dogs are welcome. There's a $25 entry fee, which includes a swag bag and t-shirt. You can register online on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Inc., or email them for a paper form, catkins_wi@yahoo.com. This will be beginning at the Phillips Municipal Building, and once again is happening Saturday, October 19th, registration at 9 a.m., and the walk begins at 10 a.m. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers with a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay opened with a run game, but Matt LaFleur says he let Jordan Love call some of the plays.
Line up, no huddle. We have a lot less moving parts. You know, allow Jordan the freedom to check to what he wants to, and he does a great job with that, and it sounds like I'm in his ear telling him what to call. He does a really good job with that.
The Cardinals plagued with injuries and 13 penalties for 100 yards. Head coach Jonathan Gannon.
Got beat pretty good by a good football team, but, you know, lost the takeaway battle, 3-1, hard way to go, a lot of penalties.
Green Bay now 4-2. The Wisconsin Badgers over Rutgers, 42-7 over the weekend. Badgers running back, Tawie Walker, rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Really, really, really impressive. He just continues to go and battle and work, and if we can continue this, it seems going to be tough.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Jordan Love passed for 258 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 pick as the Packers routed the Cardinals 34-13 on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott. 2 of the 4 touchdown passes went to Romeo Doubs, who's returning from a 1-game suspension.
Just having Rome back out on the field was awesome. It was huge. And, you know, he went out there and made some big time plays, the 2 touchdown catches and some more plays before that.
That's Jordan Love. Dobbs' performance met with support from Packers fans who watched their team improve to 4-2. Green Bay also rushing for 179 yards as they play good, solid, complimentary football. And another solid day for the defense, too. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers held the Arizona passing game to 214 yards and just 89 rushing yards. They added 2 more takeaways, giving them 17 in the first 6 games of the season after gathering 18 all of last year.
We're playing with a lot more vision this year, and I think our guys are doing a good job of just taking everything that we drill and stress on a daily basis and, you know, apply it to the game. You know, you can talk about it and drill it till you're blue in the face in terms of punching at the ball and making a conscious effort of really attacking the football.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98 Q Country.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck. Her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something over him. He says, my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the walk. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
Damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a red jungle that it kicked the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it, it can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy thing. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float.
boat down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat. Can buy me a boat.
New country now.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls? Never gonna settle on down.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starring in her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with the hair. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Joe Nichols of 98Q Country, give me that girl. Keyword for today. You want to get qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway. I know you're saying, Joel, it's October. It's not much backyard barbecuing, but we're going to give it away. We'll have the actual barbecue in the spring if you want to do that. You're going to get the grill, though. The grill's going to be yours. And a beautiful gas grill that the Lanes, Northern Lights Inn, and the Lanes provides. Everybody who shows up on Wednesday, October 30th, is going to win a prize. You're going to win something. Somebody's going to win the grand prize. In order to be at the event, you got to be, we can only have so many qualifiers because we only have so many prizes. So pool, P-O-O-L, is your keyword to text us today to try to get qualified. And you can do that through the Civic Media app. It's free. Put that on your Android or iPhone. Hit 98Q. put the word pool, P-O-O-L, in there and send it off to us. If you tried to qualify last week and you did not receive a text from us saying, hey, congratulations, that means you haven't qualified yet. So go ahead and text it to us. Get it to us. Packers win yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of Matt LaFleur, his presser after the game, celebrating that victory. So let's hear a little bit of that from Matt.
Coming into this game, just...
All right, we're going to hear from Matt in just a little bit. See, Gray suggested that I do this a different way the other day, and then I didn't do it the other way, and here I sit. we're going to get some Matt LaFleur audio here in just a sec. Can you got a minute? You got anywhere to be? Okay, hang on. Let me see if I can bring it up here on my handy-dandy pewter. Here we go. Here we go. No, that's not going to work. Let's hang on just a second here. Nope. All right, so we're going to play it in just a second. Here comes Gray running in here. Why can't I play this out of here? Come on, Mr.
Just double-click that?
Yeah, I double-clicked that.
What the heck?
Yeah, so we'll get some Matt LaFleur in just a second. Our engineer department is hard at work as we speak. Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team. All right, we really want to hear from Matt LaFleur and his post-game presser yesterday. We have figured it, well, Gray figured it out. I'm just doing it. Let's listen into Mr. LaFleur. Always fun to listen to the post-game pressers after a big win.
Into this game, just playing four quarters of complimentary football, and I thought that was about as good as we could have done it. There's always stuff that we can clean up, but I thought all in all, just the effort from start to finish, the focus from start to finish, was exactly what is a great formula for winning football. I mean, we were plus two in the takeaway battle. You know, obviously had the one miscue right before the half, where we had a receiver slip, but all in all, I thought it was pretty efficient, really, in every phase of the game.
How rare is that to have that vision for a game and then have it go? Like, there's so many things that can happen in the course of a game, right? But for it to go kind of exactly the way you envisioned it, Jordan just talked about the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's never easy in this league. You know, it was great to be back home. I think that definitely helped us today. But it's never easy, and you can't take it for granted. You got to earn everything you get. But I think that all that work that you do from Monday through Saturday allows you to go out and have a game like this on Sunday.
What did you guys do against Murray? Obviously, he ran circles around the Niners last week, and you guys held in check pretty well.
Yeah, I thought our guys just played very disciplined football, playing all 11 as one, which is something you have to do, especially when you're playing a guy of his caliber. I mean, he is really fast, as you guys saw. He's really tough to tackle, and he was able to get it out on a lot of different plays, but it was nothing that was, you know, too detrimental that we couldn't overcome.
Head coach Matt LaFleur. Tomorrow we will, during our coaches show, I like the Monday pressers better because Sunday is just kind of like, yeah, we played good. They haven't had a chance to analyze the film. They don't know who's hurt. But the Monday pressers I like because then there's more information. So tomorrow we will talk with Coach Morgan of the Schwamigan and Screaming Eagles at 9, Coach Precor, after that of the Phillips Loggers, and then we'll have the Monday presser from Coach LaFleur tomorrow, 9 o'clock hour. Is our coaches showtime right here at 98Q Country.
This fall and winter, first-time customers can treat themselves to exclusive discounts at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Enjoy $25 off any repair or maintenance service of $100 or more, $50 off when you spend $250, and $100 off when you spend $750. Tires and batteries are excluded from this one-time offer. Available for a limited time only, visit D&D Tire and Auto Center on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain?
If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. Our high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers will end with a low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, cutting up, cracking a cold beer, saying cheers. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments that's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. Taking way too many pictures on your phone, showing them off to everybody that you know back home, and even some you don't. Yeah, they say now you're in a better place, and I would be too if I could see your face. You should be here, standing with
should be yours. You should be here.
AQ Country.
In a 4x4 by you.
And I'ma take the high road. Maybe get stoned. Have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me. You look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Bobber on the water, hooking up and reeling a man. I like a fry.
Luke Combs at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. Keyword today is pool, P-O-O-L, if you want to text that to us through the Civic Media app. We'll put you in one of the qualifiers, potential qualifiers for our backyard barbecue giveaway, courtesy of Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes. We want to send good wishes and good vibes to some Lakeland tennis players who are headed off to the state tennis tournament a little later this week. Sarah Barton of Lakeland. She goes in the singles. She goes in as a number 8 seed out of all of the participants there. So Sarah's had a very nice season. And also, Alyssa Erickson and Lila Biller are going in doubles also. So they'll be competing starting, it runs Thursday through Saturday. So very exciting for those Lakeland girls tennis players to be competing at the state tennis tournament. They have had a very, very nice season. We've had some of the results, and coaches over there have been nice enough to share it with us. We encourage you to share your stuff going on, nonprofit group, organization. You have some holiday events coming up that you're doing, some fundraising. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Drop off the flyer if you like here at the radio station. Always welcome to do that. Speaking of events and fundraising, we're doing a fundraiser for Catkins. And this is coming up a week from Friday already. Yeah, a week from Friday. Now, we have a whole bunch of items that Catkins has garnered from donors that are going to be available to bid on the week of, starting the 21st, rather. And those items are already listed at 98qcountry.com under the Catkins fundraiser tab at the top. It's just a very basic list. We'll have photos and other info coming on those as we draw a little bit closer. So we're looking forward to being a part of the fundraising for Catkins to not only help with the everyday expenses, but also get them more space out there for our furry friends. So the pet of the week this week, by the way, is Pugsley. Pugsley is a young dachshund petty lab, just a guess, they said. It's a mix, and they got a picture of so cute. I love up-close pictures of dogs' faces. Even closer would be fine. Just right up to the nose. I love those pictures. Like when there's a video camera and an animal, whatever, will just come right up to the lens and just, like, put their nose right on it. I find that very funny. So this dog is about 8 to 9 months old. He is short and muscular and quite a unique and handsome little fella. So Pugsley does very well with most other dogs, but would be just as happy as an only dog. Kind of like Austin. Austin, how you doing? How you doing?
Well, I was doing good, Joel.
We could just put Austin there. Austin does pretty well with other people, but also functions very well by himself.
That's debatable.
It's debatable for any radio person, really.
Functional is a pretty loose term.
So Pugsley weighs about 35 pounds. He really enjoys going for walks and spending time with his human friends. So take a look at Pugsley. Pictures at catkinsanimalrescue.org and check out the pets available for adoption. And maybe we'll have radio announcers who are available also for us to take us for a walk. If you want to take us out to lunch, that's fine.
I could use more walks.
I actually could too, really.
Her breath, sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I hung the moon, and Allison's in Galveston somehow lost her sanity, and
dimples, who now lives in temples, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas, Texas is a place I dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
My way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, string band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke, but he's a headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, T.
Tennessee, I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wind.
Darius Rucker at 98Q Country, the artist that brings strife to my family. Oh, my wife and I get along very well, very, very well. But one thing we don't agree on is Hootie and the Blowfish. I've always liked Hootie and the Blowfish. I've always liked Darius Rucker. My wife can't do it. Everybody has that artist, right? You've got maybe a handful, maybe you've got more. But everybody has at least one, if not a couple of artists. For whatever reason, you're just like, it's not me. Just, I can't do it. And Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish is one for my wife. I just agree that when we're traveling somewhere in a car, it happened twice this past weekend. When we're traveling somewhere in a car and a Hootie song comes on or Darius Rucker, that I automatically just reach over and I change the channel because I know it will bring joy to my wife that she knows that I know that she doesn't want she doesn't want to listen to that. I had a good weekend. I hope you did. One of the great joys of my weekend was you just never know when those little moments in life will sneak up. I was sitting with my mom. My mom will be turning 84 next week. We went and visited her. I was sitting with her Sunday morning at about 9:30. We were sitting around having a cup of joe and just talking about stuff, my wife and myself and my mom. And I got a text on my phone. I beat my mom to it. I read it before she did on my phone that my mom, for the first time ever, had become a great grandma. My nephew and his wife had a daughter, so it was a great joy to be able to sit there and show the text to my mom and see the joy in her face. And I have never heard an 84-year-old woman yell as loud as she did. Well, she might when she watches a Viking Packer game, but that joy, that was awesome. So she became a great grandpa, and I, Austin, am now a great uncle. I am a great uncle. I'm a great uncle for the first time ever.
Congratulations.
I had to ask my wife. I said, so my mom's now a great grandma. I said, what am I? She's like, well, don't go there. She's like, I believe you're a great uncle and I'm a great aunt. So good to be great, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the Northern Lights over the weekend?
I haven't actually. It's because I haven't been out at my normal hours.
Yeah.
And the clouds kind of hamper it.
Northern Lights were booming over the weekend. Not only in northern part of the U.S., but all over the country. I think that was Friday night, I believe. That was the Facebook was just blowing up with pictures of the Northern Lights. And people are cheating a little bit because the Northern Lights are being illuminated by people's phones, obviously, because you look at the Northern Lights, and most of the time they're cool. But then if you take a picture of it with your phone, it actually brings out colors that the human eye can't see.
Meanwhile, my phone, it hides colors that you can totally see.
But some of the pictures are cool, and I'm thinking that these colors were always there many years ago, but I guess our human eye just can't see it. But it was pretty cool to see the Northern Lights, not only just in very small areas, but it was all over the country over the weekend. I think I'm going to be hanging around for a while. We have a brand-new midday guy who's going to be starting, was supposed to start today, but there's some technical stuff going on. So I think you're going to get me until noon.
Oh, boy.
Sorry to ruin
Sorry to ruin. I'm a great uncle, though. I'm sorry to ruin your day, and you're going to get gray a little bit earlier too.
Yay!
Oh, thank you very much. So I'll be hanging around till noon. Gray will be in from noon until probably 7 or later or whatever he decides to leave. So we're hanging around for a while yet here on this windy, cloudy, cold Monday morning.
98Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends, ends, ends. Well, this is where. Show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're. This is where it ends.
98Q Country.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From downtown.
Move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Some men are attracted a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake.
Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? Maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what
really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris taking their fight to Pennsylvania today. Harris will be in Erie, Trump in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Harris also announcing a plan to give black men more economic opportunities as she works to energize a key voting bloc. Whooping cough is on the rise. The CDC says cases are five times higher now than a year ago, to the highest point in a decade. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton says much of the problem stems from parents not getting their kids vaccinated.
This is about five vaccines between the ages of 2 months, kindergarten, and once again around fifth or sixth grade. And then important to remember for adults, we should get updated every 10 years. And then most important for pregnant women, they encourage that you get this vaccine at the end of your pregnancy, throughout the